Hello, my queefy little slumber party listeners. It's your host, Tim Murray, and you're listening to the podcast where I interview drag queens, comedians, and Broadway stars about their slumber party experiences growing up. And today, we have just two of the best, just two of the funniest. I've been loving their podcast. I've been taking a lot of long drives lately, and they've been accompanying me. They're the co-hosts of Sloppy Seconds Pod. Please welcome to the stage Meatball and Big Dipper.
Hello.
I knew it was gonna make a noise, so I figured that would be the most appropriate time to crack a liqueur.
That is such a satisfying noise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, but it's passion fruit, so it's not very good.
I do not like
passion fruit. I love passion fruit.
You do?
I love passion fruit.
Not for me.
I also have a bone to pick. What kind are you drinking?
Tangerine all the way, baby.
Tangerine's good. Tangerine's good.
I have a bone to pick with Meatball, who told me that the limoncello flavor was lovely.
It
tastes like detergent.
Maybe you just don't have Tide Pods.
No, you're whack, Meatball.
Okay, so let me guess. You both hate the coconut one as well? Oh, I froze.
Yeah.
Yes.
We
do, yeah.
Yeah.
We do hate the coconut one.
I hate coconut. The coconut one.
The coconut one.
Anyway, I bet you both hate the coconut one as well.
Yeah, we ate the coconut one. We've said it. You want to ask us again?
No, I just couldn't hear you because, again, I froze.
The coconut one is garbage. What is it? What ones do you like, Dipper?
Peach pear is a good one that I enjoy.
That's a rare good one, yeah.
It's a rare good one. I love the passion fruit. I love mango.
No.
And, yeah, and key lime, honey.
Okay.
Key lime is where it's at.
Key lime is a delicious treat. Regular lime? No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
It's like an imitation Sprite.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like I'm just drinking watered down Sprite. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in that. Wait. You say LaCroix, Meatball? What do you say, Dipper?
LaCroix. The way it's meant to be said.
Yeah,
I'd like to have a word with Dr. LaCroix. LaCroix about that.
You should. It's funny
that you
really
say that.
Simple.
I have Dr. LaCroix on the line.
Oh my goodness.
Is this... He's calling in right now.
Okay.
Is this more scripted character work? Go
ahead. Oh, my God. We're not going to drag him from the top.
No.
Please drag him from the top.
I'll tell you about why it is actually pronounced LaCroix. Because it was initially, even though it's run out of a company now, which is like, you know, like one of the largest American beverage distribution companies. It's like their headquarters is based in Florida.
Ugh.
LaCroix was actually started in Wisconsin, very near the LaCroix River, and it's not a French term, but it's a Native American name that was bastardized by the French and then by the English. So renamed LaCroix, but spelled with the X like French, but then pronounced LaCroix, like LaCroix River in LaCroix, Wisconsin.
Was that scripted character work of like a boring professor?
Ah!
Wow. Well, happy to log off.
Happy podcast. Happy bride. Happy bride.
Happy bride. No, I'm just kidding. That is very fascinating. I did not know that about LaCroix, but I did know.
Yeah, diva.
It's pronounced LaCroix. Wait, but I have a bone to pick with both of you.
What did we do?
In the Heights movie.
It's bad.
Oh, you loved it?
I loved it. You guys hated it?
What did you love
about it?
About
it was so good.
I thought it was... I didn't love the Broadway show. So I thought it was like a much better version of the Broadway show. I thought it was like more exciting to watch. And I thought the story was clearer. And they cut like the 18 songs from the Broadway show that you're like, not this song.
Yeah, so but I feel like,
well, I have no frame of reference.
I feel like they could have cut more then, because it was still too long.
We both think there needed just like six good songs in there.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I needed it like a Disney movie, maybe like 10.
The like,
10
Welcome
songs.
To the Neighborhood, the like, We're in Love, the 96,000, the Throw It Back, the Grandma song, like a Reinvigorate, and then the finale. That's all you really need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
honestly,
agree with that.
To be quite clear, that movie was about nothing. The movie is about, like,
it's
nothing.
It's not about nothing.
Like, they keep... Well, they... Okay, so there's a counter... There's a countdown to, like, the power outage. And then it happens, and you're like, oh, so they're just living like normal, but now it's hot.
I didn't understand
the countdown. Like, I didn't quite get why we were counting down to them being like, girl, it's hot in Washington Heights. It's like, yes, it is hot. It is summer. It's hot in L.A. Like, I don't understand. I don't feel the heat. I didn't believe that they were sweaty. I didn't believe that if they were that hot that they would be dancing outside.
Do you remember
and long sleeves? And long sleeves outside?
Maybe Meatballs should just have a movie review show.
Ooh. They'd all be two thumbs down.
Yeah, I don't like, how about Cruella? Two thumbs up or two thumbs down?
Didn't
from
watch
both of
it.
You.
Didn't see
didn't
it.
Didn't watch it.
It's not on HBO Max, I'm not looking at
it. Yeah, also, did you have to pay $30 to watch it? Because I'm not doing that. We're in a pandemic.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No,
I wouldn't
not
have to pay $30 to watch
house.
It in a theater.
I went to a theater because I just missed going to the movies. Like, I missed eating popcorn and candy. And it was very fun to go to the theater. But the movie, mama. The movie.
Everyone said it was amazing.
Everyone's been saying this. So I think I had that in my ears as well. People being like, it's so good. And then I was like, what is everyone raving about? The fashion is really fun. And it's very gay. So that was cool to see. But then, like, I don't know. It's just like she's. It doesn't make any sense. It's like the way that not to bring it to this,
wow.
but we always do.
Okay,
the way
do
that
it.
Wicked is so perfect.
Work.
It's a perfect show.
You knew I was going there, Dipper. It's like they did such a good job of doing the backstory of that situation and like why. Or you're like, oh wow, as I'm watching this, I get why she would be like this, and they make her very likable. At the end of Cruella, I still don't know why. She like wanted to skin 101 puppies. Like,
is it because a bunch of puppies pushed her parents off a cliff?
Well, they do that, but then by the end of the but then she has like puppies throughout the whole movie. She like loves dogs, and they never.
Oh, because she's dancing through life.
Dancing through life. Well, here's another thing. I heard she didn't smoke in it. Yeah. Also, why couldn't she just be evil? Why couldn't that movie have been about her like being evil? Like, I haven't seen it, but I'm going based off of what I've read. Why couldn't she just be evil and smoke cigarettes and hate dogs and like that be her life mission and like try to take down everyone in around her? Like, sometimes watching evil people is fun.
And they made it less fun. It was like, don't make Cruella less fun to me.
Yeah.
She's like good at fashion and like and we feel bad for her because Emma Thompson is mean to her. And then it's like that weird thing where like, well, now do we need to watch Emma Thompson as the villain in Cruella? So it's like, well, now should there be a villain backstory for Emma Thompson's character? Like, are we just like stuck inside?
I'll see every single person's backstory film. I think
that's
a good idea.
Every
no.
single one, Dipper? Okay, what about
I'm ready.
Dr. Dillaman's backstory. You want to watch that?
Dr. Dillaman.
You know what?
Who's
it's
going to
be bad. Now, villains that I would be interested in seeing their backstory. Ursula.
Okay.
Little Mermaid. Why is she evil? Because men were mean to her. So she turned into a drag queen dyke.
They actually did a musical version of that. It's called in Edinburgh. I saw it. The same company that was same producer. Her name's Laura Elms. She produced the Voldemort musical parody that we did. She also produced
brag.
They also she also did. I feel like you're mad at me for giving you that professor dig. And
no, I have a thick skin. I'm fine. I'm just pointing out details and grammatical errors. Keep going.
Oh no. You know what? I've done a podcast with Dipper before where he wanted out. Not that this is his attitude, but you could tell. And he was real bitchy the whole time and then was like, I gotta go, and just logged out and left me to finish.
You left in the middle of the pod?
Yeah.
Not in the middle.
It was
I
like,
left
it
at
was
the time that
long.
We said it would be.
Oh,
and
that's fair.
Unfortunately. And listen, Meatball, did that not happen to us recently when we had someone and we asked them a question and they responded with, I've only got one minute left. So
they clocked out.
They looked at their phone and said,
But you know what? So, their publicist was in the interview, and I think that maybe
listening
she
the whole time.
Sent him
she
a message
him.
Being like, all right,
said,
get
away
out.
From these people.
These people are crazy. But back to what you were saying, the Ursula backstory.
I want to bring up something different.
But can I just hear? Okay.
Pictures from the Little Mermaid movie have emerged.
Oh!
I have not seen
them. Did you see them?
No, I'm going to look
right
now. They're
like paparazzi photos from the like from a boat of Halle doing the like she's like on the shore doing the like wrapped up in a burlap sack aerial dress. Do you see them?
Oh my god, yeah.
And then there's like there's like a picture of her and the actor playing Eric like canoodling like in between takes to like, you know, build their chemistry.
Okay, this is
I feel like
exciting.
It's gonna be like Pirates of the Caribbean vibe in quality.
Oh my god, she's so pretty.
Isn't she pretty?
I could definitely get down with the Pirates of the Caribbean vibe. Wait, I thought I was seeing it and now it's just like not loading for me. This is so depressing.
Pop Sugar.
Do you think Disney grabbed them?
No, there's a full slideshow. Okay, so she's in the back of a thing. She's in the
You describe what you're looking at.
A cart. Okay. You have to say the word.
She's in the back of a cart covered in burlap sack. Now I'm looking at her in a blue wetsuit. I think this is maybe behind the scenes stuff and a big floppy hat. I think that's okay. She's still in the blue wetsuit, but she has a fin on. Ooh, it's gray. That's no.
Maybe
good.
They're gonna.
They're rehearsing. This is a
translucent.
Rehearsal.
Got it.
It's a rehearsal.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing the burlap sack in the crate. She's
also
so
good for Disney. There's some other black people in this movie besides her.
Oh, that's good.
You know what I think is wild?
What?
Come with me on this journey. This could all be staged.
Do you imagine?
Because she's not in the costumes.
Right. So like, or this could be the film, but they could have, you know, in my mind, I just said I was like paparazzi on a boat pulling up to the island where they're shooting, like snapping photos because they have to be like on location. It's like Disney could have leaked these photos.
Mm.
I never think of, I mean, I do think about that, but I initially am always just the gullible person like, wow, I can't believe they got these paparazzi photos. And it's like, oh, this could be the beginning of their marketing campaign.
I always never believe what I see. I'm always like, there's something. Even when like couples
talking about people that we shouldn't believe what we see.
She's not really flying.
Bennifer again.
Exactly.
You think
it's fake?
I always think those things are fake.
Because I thought that him and Anna, what?
Gasteyer.
No, but she was at Alphaba once. And not
a
very good
one.
Meatball! She doesn't. We've had this conversation. She doesn't have the range. Okay.
I'm furious. Okay.
Anna, whatever her name was from Knives Out. I thought that whole relationship was
Kendrick.
Fake. No, but Anna Kendrick wants to be Alphaba. Thoughts?
Bad.
Wait, who are you talking about from Knives Out?
She was the young girl from Knives Out.
You mean Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes, the youngest of the cast.
The youngest of the cast, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Anna de Armas.
I thought that her relationship with Ben Affleck was fake because it was like, it all happened during COVID. And it was like, it was just like a super long relationship for COVID. And then
they recently broke up.
And now.
You just called her the young one. She's 33.
She's the youngest person in that cast. Well, actually, there was the daughter might have been younger than her.
Okay.
I always think those things are such a fraud because we know people that are like, that have done that. We know like gay people that have like gotten a publicist and like.
Wait, no, but here's a question, Tim.
Timothy?
Popcorn, really? At the movie theater?
Is that where you're going to die? Is that the hill you're going to die?
You don't like popcorn at the movie theater?
Stale popcorn.
You don't like popcorn at the movie theater?
I feel like I've only ever had it when it's free. Like, I used to get invited to screenings at the Arclight when it was open, and they always had, like, a table full of, like, medium bags of popcorn that I would grab, but I've never purchased popcorn at the movie theater.
Oh, it's
wait,
my
you're
go-to
buying
thing. That's like
pre-made popcorn?
I just said I've never purchased popcorn
like at the movie theater. He gets it when it's free, when they hand it out for freezies.
When they're like, grab a soda, grab a popcorn.
To me, it's like a great... The great American tradition.
To me.
It's just like...
I like popcorn in general. I just feel weird eating it in a movie theater.
oh, I chomp, chomp, chomp it all down. That's why I go to the movie theater. I just want to be like shoving popcorn and Reese's Pieces and a BFDC, a big fucking Diet Coke, right in my mouth. I say that when I walk up there, I take a BFDC, and they know me. And they know what I want.
Biffity-boppity?
Wait, okay, but back to In the Heights. Okay, I appreciate everything that you're saying, because that is all very true. And I thought that when I saw the Broadway show, I was like, oh, so the whole conflict of this whole 2.5 hour thing is that she danced with somebody else at the club, and he's like a little mad.
Oh, was that a bigger conflict on the...
not
in the musical.
I mean, not. It's like at the end of Act One. So I, it is the version of Elphaba flying and defying gravity. So you're like, okay, I guess. But like, not much. There's not much conflict in the show at all. Like, not much happens really.
Yeah.
Well, that's the idea, right? That it's like, hey,
it's just a day
this
in a
is
life.
A snapshot into Washington Heights.
That's true. Yeah, it's like a slice of life piece. And I do think it does. I think it's really cool that like they're representing a whole culture that's like so rarely seen. I can think of very few.
Like old lesbians.
I don't think that they were lesbians.
They absolutely were.
Was Dasha and... That's her name in real life. And Stephanie.
Yeah, Dasha Polanco. But no, her name was Kuka in the film. We're talking about Carla and Daniela from from the hair salon.
That they were lesbians. I don't see it.
I don't see that either.
There are articles written about it.
Oh, Carla? Really?
This is not a Google podcast.
In the
Listen,
Heights.
I don't think it that is. They were a couple. And if they were, then they weren't leaning into it hard enough. They were
when
doing.
They adapted
they were queer
in the
baiting
to a film.
When they
made
queer
one
baiting,
small change
they queer
to the relationship
the whole thing
between
so that
Carla and
Daniela
that makes a big difference.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you were saying. I was screaming.
Me neither, but I'm reading an article right now, so please be quiet while I read and let you know that this is true.
Okay, but like true. What I was saying, if it's true, then they didn't go far enough to make that relationship out front. They went just far enough to leave the audience guessing. Because for me and Tim, someone who actually enjoyed this horrible film, to not even notice it means that it wasn't done well enough. It was done as either an afterthought or as queer baiting.
The
as a
movie
way to
gives
be like,
them...
guess what? He was there kind of dykey. They danced together in one scene.
The movie gives them an explicit romantic entanglement. From the opening scenes, we see Daniela woken up by a kiss on the cheek from Carla. And as she gets out of bed, despite the overtly physical nature of their relationship throughout the film, with them spending time in each other's laps, embracing, and Carla brushing off a male dancer who seems enamored with Daniela, their partnership is not a big deal. Other characters do not comment on their relationship. And that's it.
That's what
and I'm- Carla refers to Daniela as Mi Amor. And they dance together.
That's
okay,
all
but
stuff
girl,
that
Mi Amor is like
just do to each other.
Yeah, like calling you my love is like. I mean, I call you guys that all the time.
So you're saying they didn't take it far enough.
Correct.
Yeah, I agree with Meatball. I'm sick of that shit in movies. It's like don't give us like a little kernel of what gay is. Like,
yeah.
And it was so like I want to see these women going down on each other.
Yes.
Up in Heights,
yeah. So they're like, oh no, grandma's dead. Grandma's dead. And then she pops up from between her legs, wipes her mouth, and it's like, oh no. Like you got to really hand it to me.
Yeah,
y'all are being extra.
You're being not enough.
We said the whole reason that movie to me was a little bit floppy was that it wasn't adult enough.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with that. We needed. Mm-hmm. A little more grit, a little more something like lesbian sex. I think some gay homosexual sex.
Okay.
I want to see that. I want to see John M. Chu direct a girl-on-girl sex scene.
Now, he is directing a Marvel movie and then The Wicked?
That's absolutely correct, and that's something I very much wanted to talk to you about today. Because...
Okay.
I really am obsessed with him. I think he's like the best choice to do the Wicked movie. And I know I get how you feel about the In the Heights movie, but like visually, I mean, on stage, the show was like fine, but it was like just fine. Visually, I was like, my eyes are so amazed by this In the Heights movie. Yes, you guys didn't feel like visually it was cool?
I thought visually it was cool. I really loved the dancing on the side of the building thing. I really loved...
You didn't like that?
I loved the Grandma Subway song when she was that like $5 foot long. So that was my favorite part. I'm just kidding. She was in the subway. But I do... I don't know. I mean, there were some instances, and like the big group numbers were really good. So that I'm excited to see like One Short Day in the Emerald City, because that's going to be a big dancey number like that.
It's going to be all CGI. The Emerald City is going to be this whole CGI world.
Yeah, but when they were CGI dancing on the side of the building, it was good CGI. And I think by the time that they make that movie, they're going to be, you know, CGI will be top notch.
I've just always pictured like Defying Gravity in my head being like kind of tacky and bad in the movie. Like I just picture Ariana Grande like with like wind blowing in her face, and it's like looks kind of lame. And then when I saw this movie, I was like, okay, now I think he's gonna make this look so cool. I hope.
Let me ask you a question about the green.
Yeah.
Do you think they're gonna go there with the green?
You mean to like her pussy?
You think they're gonna go there? Like how?
Like, is there gonna be like a bikini scene? So you're going to like get out of the show. Like in Popular, when they do Popular, it's like a full makeover. They the dolly shot pushes into the powder room and there's like steam everywhere. And we sort of see like Elphaba like slowly closing her towel, and it's like full green body. No, I mean, like, do you think she's going to be like super green?
Yeah.
Dipper wants to see a green vagina on a green Elphaba.
I think Wicked, when they make the Wicked movie, it should be NC-17.
But I
agree with that 100%.
I think with that, I mean, I hope he takes some liberties with like the magic, because like in Popular, I don't want to sit there like the stage play is great because she's dancing around, she's like giving her stuff and doing stuff. I'd love to see her like do little spells on her, like use some CGI in that sense.
Oh, like do in Harry hair, Potter when they can do like little witch spells.
Yeah, like that would be fun.
Okay, be I'm here fun. For that idea.
Although she doesn't really dancing do spells unless life. She can read out of a book.
Oh, yeah, right, I guess that's
she's
true.
Not good at it.
I think it's gonna be visually very stunning. Did you guys like Crazy Rich Asians?
I did. I loved Crazy Rich Asians.
Amazing.
That looked really good. And
yes.
Oh, did you ever see it?
I'm trying to remember it.
There was just think like very bright montages, fun colors.
The colors. Yeah. He's like so good with colors. Remember when she's like walking down the aisle?
Yeah.
And the water goes
in the water. Yeah.
It's like stunning.
Beautiful.
But see, that film had a lot of story, like a lot more story than just like visual spectacle.
So your problem with In the Heights was the story of the show, not necessarily like the direction of the movie.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know. Why? Do you have a direct line to him? Are you going to like call him up and let him know?
Mr. Chu.
I literally would want to suck his butthole. I just think he's so good. I'm like, I had
he's
such
gay.
Low expectations.
He's gay like Daniela and Carla.
Yeah, he's gay in that he only hold hands and calls people Mia Moore. He doesn't participate in sex.
Y'all are trash.
he's gay. Daniela and Carla are no kink at pride gays.
Yes,
and I'm not
absolutely.
Also, why was that girl shimmying that entire movie? Is that what lesbians do? I was like, girl, one or two a scene.
They're
like, grandma's dead. Shimmy, shimmy,
shimmy,
shimmy,
shimmy,
shimmy,
shimmy,
shimmy, shimmy.
We have to save her.
It's hot out here. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Hold
shimmy.
On. Now, did you just easily identify her as a lesbian? So you're saying her shimmy showed you that she was gay?
No, I was saying, did she get the script and say, like, I'm a gay person. This is what I'm going to do. This is what gay people do.
I must do a shimmy.
I must shake my shoulders violently.
Why was Valentina there?
I forgot about that.
And then did you remember? But
why are we still talking about
it? I know. Well, because this is the last thing I want to say. Do you remember when she tried to get her sunglasses back, but her nails got in the way and they left it in the movies?
Yes.
She like
it
couldn't grab them back.
Clunky.
It was literally like.
Oh, bitch. I did not see that.
We'll get
away from the Wicked movie. Back to Little Mermaid. Are we excited?
I'm very excited. I love Little Mermaid. Speaking of Little Mermaid, how do you think she's going to sing Part of Your World? Is she going to go like Jessica Simpson on it? Or Jessica Simpsons?
No. Did Trisha Paytas ever sing it?
No, I don't think. Well, probably. She's kind of a Disney nerd.
How did Jessica Simpsons go?
Yeah.
I just remember. I don't really remember. I just remember it being like not good.
Cool.
So that's that.
Yeah, Jessica's pretty much the definition of hit or miss.
Yeah,
it's either so good or you're like, what on earth?
I think she opted down at the big part where she like couldn't hit it, and so she was like, part of your world. Like she like switches into head voice, like because you know she doesn't have the range, although she used to.
She wanted to go where the people were.
I want to be. Where are the people? She's going to slay it. Now, do you think Hallie and Chloe are going to stop working together because it's too sexual and she's now a Disney star?
Too sexual?
Hallie and Chloe's music and their outfits and it's all very...
Miss Chloe is a grown-up woman.
She's giving it to us.
I have this Jessica Simpson version. This thing knocks, girl. This has a good beat
behind
it.
You got to get to the end, though.
Little glottal. Ask my questions and get some answers.
What's a fire and ooh! What's the
word? Burn? This is hot.
Maybe I was wrong. What's in my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore that shore above, out of the sea? Oh!
Wait, but they put a lot of reverb on that moment. I think they were covering
something. I think maybe I saw her do it live and it was...
Also, that riff is...
That's not a riff.
Bad.
Wish I could be.
I don't know. I really want to hear her scream at the end.
It
was good. Maybe there was a live version that was no good. There was one time I saw it with not all the action.
Okay. If you queefy homos have never read her book, I highly recommend.
Oh, it's wild.
It is amazing. There's an entire chapter about 9/11.
What?
Jessica Simpson gives her take on that. And
what is her take?
That it was very sad. She cries. She cries for like most of the book. There's also a chapter on the Challenger explosion. There's a chapter about how her dog...
Wait.
She's very affected. She's very affected.
Is it the audiobook? What do you mean she cries for most of the book?
It's the audiobook, and she's reading it. As you're reading it different,
you see her
tears.
Yeah, every page is stained with her tears.
There's also a chapter about how her small dog was taken from her yard and killed by a coyote.
That happens in LA all the time. She makes shoes for big-footed women now. That's like how she makes her money now. She sold a book and
she makes so much money on her business.
Yeah,
she has more money than Britney, Christina, any of those girls because of the fashion line.
Well, we'd never know how much money Britney actually had because her dad took it all.
Let's get into it.
Correct.
I listened to the audio of her talking to the judge, which I think is illegal. I don't think that was supposed to be leaked. But she's mad. She's angry. And I thought she would be like a little stuttery or like not. I mean, the illusion of Britney that we've all been given is that she's like not very bright. But the way she like spoke was so direct and deliberate, and she knew exactly what she was saying. And then she would say things like, I one time had a 104 degree fever and they forced me to perform in my Vegas show. And then there's like footage of her on stage being like, sorry, everybody, I have a 104 degree fever. I'm not feeling well. Like everything she says, there's like actual stuff to back it up. So it's like finally it's real. All the time, like I always believed the Free Britney movement and I believed that the conservatorship was bad, but I didn't think it was like as bad as it was said to be. But mama, it's dark. It's dark over there.
Some dark ass shit. And that was, what were you gonna say, Dipper?
Oh, I'm just saying it was totally interesting. Like, definitely some of the clips I heard, she was like really, really specific. And then some of the other clips I heard, all I thought about was like, wow, you really weren't given an education because it like she wasn't effectively, it felt like she was trying to really communicate what was happening or has been happening to her. And it was almost like you could tell she wanted to like sort of say things in a clearer way, but just didn't have the words, facilities to do
but
so.
They, like, cause it's like, out of school when
she never
was
went to high school. Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, she's sitting there trying to explain that they work her constantly. She's under other people's control and that she wants to live her own life. And it was almost like that kind of thing of like, you know, when you get one moment to gasp for air when you're swimming, and it felt like this was her one moment to say everything. And she was like, I want to leave my own life. I want to have a baby. They made me do this. They made me sit in this chair. They made me change in front of, like, she was like, I have to say all of the crazy things that have happened because this is the only moment I'm getting.
That is so true. And the only safe space. Cause like social media isn't that. Like,
and did you even hear at the end of it? She was like, I wish I didn't have to hang up the phone with you because the moment we're done talking, everyone is going to swarm in because just me talking to you about this doesn't change anything. Everyone's going to swarm in and tell me I'm not allowed to do this and I can't post this and I got to go to this meeting or I got to go to my therapy session. And that's the crazy thing. You think that your therapist is the person there to help you, but they're actually employed by like the person who is
in the pocket
stealing your life.
Right. It's like Handmaid's Tale when she like gets one, she gets like 30 seconds to talk to like the people that could actually help her. And she's like, this is the shit that's really going down. It's so messed up. And I think like we don't see that side of Britney on social media when she like addresses the camera and it's become like very much a joke, which is whatever. But I mean, what you guys said about the high school thing is so true, but then also it seems like this therapist or psychiatrist or whoever these have been in the pocket of these people, it seems to me like someone has been putting her on a lot of drugs that shit could really fuck with your brain chemistry. And then they're like using that as like, well, look, obviously like she burned down her gym. Like she needs me to be her conservator. She's not well.
Yeah.
But it's like,
girl, fuck off. She had a candle going.
She had a candle. We've all,
I've let,
honey,
we've
she
all,
had a candle
burned,
going.
We've all burned
we've
down
all
a gym.
Burned it down. We've all burned down a gym. LA Fitness on El Centro. I'm so sorry about my hair straightener, but we've all
honestly,
burned down
the,
a gym.
The amount of times I've left my stove on, just like cooking an empty pan, I should be dead.
What?
Yeah, I smelled smoke and I went downstairs and I was like, oh, that's been on since this morning. It's like late noon.
Oh, what? My God. Speaking
what,
of smelling smoke.
You never cook.
You don't cook, Dipper?
What?
Uh-oh.
You don't cook?
No, you froze. What did you say? Something about speaking of smelling smoke. Are you trying to get high?
Let's get high.
Hey, everyone. It's a slumber party. Let's pass a doobie through the Zoom screen.
Did you ever smoke at slumber parties?
No, I think I was too young.
Yeah, I think I was too young to be doing that. We would steal a little bit of alcohol, but not enough to do anything.
I was a good kid, like classic gay story of like afraid of getting in trouble, so I never did anything bad. And then my parents transferred me to the public school from the Catholic school when I was 14. So freshman year, one of the really cool, really hot straight guys like took me under his wing and befriended me for some reason.
I love hot 14 year old straight guys.
This is too much.
When we went to go see Harry Potter and then he was like, do you want to smoke some of this doobie? And I was like, okay. Like,
did
I
he use
know.
The term doobie?
Absolutely, honey. It was
he was like Alaka doobie.
have this marijuana joint. And I was like, okay, I'll take a marijuana cigarette puff. And we of course got in trouble. And because of that, I like never did anything bad again after that.
Oh,
but
wow.
That was like my only experience was early on in high school. Cause I got in so much trouble. My mom was like, I'm so disappointed in you.
How
I
did
not
she know?
He told people in the school and then someone's mom who's friends with my mom found out.
Oh, that's really shitty.
Yeah, it was
lame. Girl. I one time thought I was going to get caught, but I think my mom, I smoked a ton of weed and went home early. And like my mom was like, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah, I just didn't feel like hanging out with them tonight. Like it just got weird. So I left and I was super high and I went upstairs and vomited my brains out all over the game room upstairs. And my mom came up and she was like, what is going on? And I was like, I chugged a Starbucks coffee too fast. And she was like, that'll do it.
Oh my god! Yes, and then I vomited. Projectile vomited all over a room.
But
inside
she was
of
like,
our
it
house,
doesn't smell like alcohol.
Into the toilet.
She was just like, it smells like a bunch of like it smelled like coffee and tuna or something.
Coffee and tuna, not at Subway. I remember. I feel like I have told you both this story, which means it must have been maybe last time I was on the show. But but I remember I was recently reminded on like a group text that I have with like high school friends that someone sent like a bunch of old photos they found, and they were like, where's that one from? And it's like, oh, that's when we went to a cabin after prom. And I remember we got a knock on the door. It was the police. They came inside the house. We were all underage. There was tons of booze in the house. The officer's name was Officer Bliss, and they like kept, you know, they were like, listen, we don't condone underage drinking, but we understand. We were in the state of Wisconsin.
A bunch of white people, I'm sure.
It wasn't a bunch of white people, but it was majority white people. And so, you know, the people who were doing the talking to the police were mostly the white kids. And before the cops came in the house, which I can't believe we actually let them come in the house.
Young,
we just like allowed them
rights.
To. Yeah. We hid all the booze in the bathroom. And I remember we were all in the living room just sort of sitting there like, and my friend Rachel was like, excuse me, I need to use the bathroom. Can I go in there? And I think I heard I think the cop said something like, don't flush anything. But she walked in there and immediately knocked into the bottles of booze and was like, clank, 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 the moment she walked into the bathroom. And then one of the other officers looked in the trash can and saw all of this, like, tobacco. Because my other friend was getting ready to roll a blunt, and so he had emptied out a cigar. And that officer was like, where's the marijuana? And we were all like, what are you talking about? And he was like, where's the weed? And we were like, what do you mean? And they were like, well, obviously you're about to roll a blunt. Like, what's going on? And my friend, this is what he said. Oh, yeah. Well, we thought we had it, but then we didn't have it.
Oh!
That's pretty good.
That's good.
And
that's
he
smart.
Kept repeating it, and the cop was repeating it back to him. It was like, you thought you had it, but then you didn't have it. And he was like, yeah, we thought we had it, but we didn't have it. And so that became our excuse for everything. Like, where's that $20 you owe me? Oh, well, I thought I had it, but I didn't have it.
Where's the video footage of these two Latinx lesbians going down on each other? Oh, we thought we had it, but we didn't have it.
Ah! Wow. That's what Mr. Director Chu said.
That's what he said.
Wait. I just had a flashback of a memory where one time my friend was having like a house party, and it was supposed to be all night, and we were going to be there. Basically, it was going to be a slumber party, but there was a ton of alcohol. We were all underage. We were hanging out on the trampoline in the back. There was about 12 of us that started it. And then by the end of the night, everyone had invited like five friends. So it was like 60 or 70 people in this backyard. The parents weren't supposed to be home for the next day, like the next day at night. They came home a day early. She comes through the back, scaring everybody, saying she's going to call the cops, all this shit. She's like, who the fuck are these people? Where's Daniela? Where's her lesbian lover? No, she was just like, where's everybody? Where's my daughter? Da, 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 da. So we all filed, like, funnel in through the house because we were, like, afraid she was going to grab us. And no one could open the front door because it had one of those stupid little latches that – I don't know how to describe it. It's like flat and you like flip it over and it like locks down.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like a safety lock. Like it's not a handheld lock. So we were all like fucking with that trying to get it. And we couldn't get it up because it was like stuck. It was like glued to the door. So then people started running up the stairs and jumping out of the front window.
Oh, fuck. Not that.
Yeah. And then I like finally got the thing done and we started running. But then there was police coming down the street. It was just insane. So I just kind of stopped going to house parties after that because I was like, that's too much. I don't ever want to have to deal with that.
Yeah, girl. The kids are too.
It's too much. Wild. Also, it was Texas. And I was just like, these cops, I don't know what's going to happen. They're nasty down here.
I bet.
For real.
Yeah.
Did you ever get arrested?
I've never been arrested. No. Have you guys been arrested?
Yeah.
Meatball has.
Yeah. When did you get arrested?
I got arrested in New York because I moved there from Texas where you can drink outside. And I was at the Blarney Stone on 48th or something where they served underage And I went outside with my cocktail, and a police officer walking around Times Square, which they often do, was like, "Sir, you can't have that out here." And I was like, "Don't tell me what to do." And then he went to reach for my drink, and I slapped his hand. So they arrested me for assaulting an officer.
Girl. Assaulting an officer?
Because I said, "Don't touch my drink."
Girl. Isn't it so fucking stupid that, like, we're talking about all these things that are not even illegal anymore? Like, marijuana is not illegal. You can now drink outside most places. In LA, you can take, maybe they're changing it back now because COVID's over, but during COVID, you were allowed to have an open container. In New York, too.
Just do whatever you want.
Yeah. It was a free-for-all.
Free-for-all, honey. Now that the world's reopening, what are you guys excited to do?
Travel again. I'm excited to go back to the UK. I'm excited to walk more. I'm excited to lose this weight. I'm excited for some fun.
Some fun.
You want to power walk, Meatball? Maybe that could be a new fun thing that we do.
We power get walk together.
Get some swishy sweatsuits and a little hand weights.
Okay, that's cute.
You know, I forgot my hand weights at home, so I'll just use a couple canned goods.
A couple of White Claws.
A couple of White Claws. Michael Henry and I have LaCroix. Been power walking throughout the pandemic. We're like two little Long Island ladies.
You were little toffee cakes.
Do you have calloused thighs?
Yeah, extremely. I have MRSA all over my thighs.
Not MRSA. I didn't say infected. I just said callous. Jesus Christ.
I did get MRSA during the pandemic.
Wait.
It was sad. It was
where?
On my leg. I went for a hike and something bit me. And I got the MRSA.
Wait, is that how you get MRSA? MRSA is a flesh-eating bacteria.
Well, what happens is what they told me was something probably bit you on your hike. And then the open like sore got infected. And then that turned into MRSA.
So what they do, they have to like cut it off?
They cut my leg off.
Oh, so you got one leg. You got one leg.
Just one leg. They just give you antibiotics. And it really hurts, though. Like I could not walk for a full 2 weeks.
Because you had, like, a wooden leg now? Or?
Yeah, because of my wooden leg, yeah.
You had to relearn how to tap and everything.
But they're going to see me for the Little Mermaid.
Are you nub fucking now? Sorry, what's that?
Nub fucking?
Yeah, are you nub fucking with your MRSA leg?
People come on this podcast and have like serious conversations about their time on Broadway, and we're asking about nub fucking.
What more would you expect?
Yeah, this is why I wanted you guys on. I was like, I don't need to hear any more Broadway backstage stories. I need these fun gays talk about nub fucking.
Nub fucking. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I had a busy weekend. I traveled. I did a bunch of stuff. I was just talking to a friend of mine. And I was like, you know what? Meatball, actually, I've quoted this piece of advice that Meatball has said like a month ago, and I've actually been standing by it. And Meatball, I don't know if you knew that this had so much impact, but you basically reiterated probably something you heard somewhere else. But you said the same science that we all were so adamantly listening to stay home and wear a mask and be safe is the same science that is telling us you're fully vaxxed, Diva. Do what you were doing before. And I just keep reminding myself of that. I'm like, I'll wear a mask everywhere they ask me to. But at this point, honestly, it's like everything is open. So to me, it's more about motivating myself to get off the couch, motivating myself to get over the social anxiety, and making enough time in my day. Like, I already have a schedule so full of shit. So making enough time to be like, oh, you should go to the park. You should go out to dinner. You should go to, you know, and socialize.
Yeah, I'm very excited to. Well, I did say that and I made it up myself. Thank you. I am actually excited to just start gigging again. Like this weekend, starting Friday, I have a show Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. Like, or Sunday, do it all day. And then next week, I'm back at it. I'm going to San Francisco. I got like shows. I'm so excited just to be like working again because for so long I wasn't, and I didn't realize that it was it, like I do enjoy it. I think for a while I got tired of it. And then after not doing it for literally 16 months, I miss it, and I'm excited to be back at like sewing my new costumes and like getting ready to do shows. And I'm very excited for the show I have on Saturday. It's at Akbar, and and it's gonna be I'm like performing on the stairs, so I have like a bunch of. When does this come out? Before or after?
Wednesday. So after.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I have like.
How was your show at Akbar?
My show at Akbar was great. I'm doing a million because it's just on the stairs. So I bought 120 rainbow balloons and like a bunch of beach balls, and I've made a huge pride flag because it's for Grindr and it's like they're recording it. So it's just gags on gags, three costume reveals, throwing things over. It's just going to be like really fun, and it's just
I'm gonna celebrate. Come, to
come, yes, it's 5 to 9, I think, and then after that it's Rhonda or Rhoda.
I love Akbar, obviously. I have to tell you,
I'm going tonight.
We got to get to the Akbar. I was listening to your most recent episode of Sloppy Seconds. You guys are not going to like this. I have never in my life been to Precinct.
How?
Oh.
So you're not really gay?
I'm not really gay.
Who's that man you live with?
He's just my live-in partner, and we work at a hair salon together, and us and Daphne Rubin Vega kind of walk around town and pretend to be gay.
He's the one who did Valentina's nails too long, so she couldn't grab the sunglasses.
She couldn't grab the sunglasses, girl.
Precinct is great. You should go down to Precinct.
It's really fun.
Yeah, I need to go. I need to go.
It feels bigger now, too, so it's like less crowded.
I'm going to get into that gig. We have to do the final segment because... Your publicist keeps waving at me from the side. She's like, well, you got to get
You're getting the light.
From Debbie. The light. From Deborah.
From Debbie.
Deborah, your cat.
Deborah, she's over here.
Deborah. The final segment is called, Wait, Let's Have Fun.
Yeah.
Wait. Unlike the first 50 minutes, let's have fun. Why is it called Wait, Let's Have Fun? What do you expect the beginning to be?
The beginning is fun, but you're supposed to remind yourself of like, oh, yeah.
I got you.
Oh, yeah. We can have some fun. Also, sometimes it gets a little serious in here. It can get a little like... Yeah, spray it down, meatball. Spray it down.
Oh my god, it can get a little. Air conditioner on. Oh well, it's been on.
It can get a little Brené Brown when people are talking about slumber parties. It can get very like. And then this happened. I forgot about this trauma when I was gay, and I'm like,
oh sure, because it's like, when I was gay and everyone else wasn't, and all I wanted to do was suck their seventh grade.
We didn't get to it, but I did do that. I sucked a lot of. Dicks, but I don't think that this is an appropriate
meatball
thing
had a lot
about.
Of action you in adolescence.
You did? I'm so jealous of that. Did
yeah,
you dip
starting it? At like 13? I was no. I was cocky.
I rubbed my dicks together with someone at like 9 years old, but it wasn't like sexual. It was like explorative,
figuring out your body. Yeah, yeah,
exploratational. I'm not proud of it though. I wish I would have waited. I got.
Did you make them come?
I got crabs when I was like 15.
Ah.
Work that's very fierce. Little Mermaid Ariel, bring it back to the
yes.
ocean.
Yes, and I was like, look at this stuff, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Neat
crabs,
isn't it crabs?
Look at my crotch, isn't it crabs?
Let's have fun.
I'm
joking. Yeah,
let's
have fun.
Okay, wait, let's have fun. We're going to play some Slumber Party games. If you want to watch the Slumber Party games section with Big Dipper and Meatball, head on over to the Patreon, baby. That's where it'll be, and you'll be help supporting this podcast and me. All right, back to the pod. I have to let you guys go, but thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for
having
us.
Did our publicist get at you or something?
Deb, stop. We know.
Deb, we're fine to be here.
Yeah, she keeps going, enough. Just wrap it up. Speaking of enough, there's a really bad song in the Heights of the musical called Enough. The one character has a mom, not just a dad, the character that drops out of college. And it's literally a patter song where the mom just keeps coming out and going, enough, enough, enough. So it goes on for so, so long.
We didn't even get to talk about the song that they cut out of the Rent movie, the condom song.
Wait.
How's the condom song
it's
go?
Like, hot. Hot, hot, yes. Red heat, sweat, vet.
Was it bad for you? It was bad for me.
Bad for
no.
me. No.
Red. And
no.
then I think it ends with, she's dead. Is that it? Did someone die
it's
during
over.
Sex?
It's over. She goes, it's over. It's over. It's over. Then,
it's over.
It's over.
Live in my house. Oh my god, but the Live in My House reprise is the best
oh,
song
it's the
in
the
so
I'll
good.
Be your shelter.
It's
just
such a good
pay
song.
Me back. with 1,000 kisses. No also, notes were right.
It doesn't matter. The heart was there. The yeah, vibe was the there. Feeling. Meatball, I felt you so much on your pod this past week when you said you loved the Rent movie and that you saw it 3 times in theaters.
Yes, I was young.
Love the Rent movie. I'm such a Rent movie apologist. I love that they use the whole cast. I
even though they aged out.
Even though they aged
out. Well, Rosario Dawson took over for
yeah, why didn't Daphne Vega do it?
Well, because she was getting ready to be a lesbian and in the Heights.
It took her full 10 years.
I think they wanted a bigger celebrity.
She's supposed to be 19.
Yeah, they're all supposed to be like in their 20s. Bad.
I once was born. No, she's supposed to be 19, right?
She's 19.
No, but yeah. I mean the whole cast. All of them are supposed to be like 20-year-olds, and they're like in that movie. They're all like 30 or 40.
How about the teaser for the Tick Tick Boom movie? You see?
No,
them?
I have not.
Yeah,
seen
what?
That.
What do you think?
You're the only person who's seen good. It. You are too. The only person I've heard talking about it.
It's
no, I think it's going to be good.
I've seen it too, Meatball.
Andrew Garfield.
Really good.
Vanessa Hudgens?
No, not Vanessa.
I know, Vanessa. Vanessa is one of the last, here's a brag, one of the last people I saw before the pandemic. She was in the coffee shop around the corner from me.
Brag. And then also she immediately went online and said,
a lot of people are going to die. So what?
People are going to die.
So what? So what? I was like, had
so
I just,
what?
If I was a psychic and I just walked up to her and been like, don't go live in a few days.
Hey, Vanessa.
I think after that, and then after the what the world needs now. What was the song that they all sang? Imagine.
Imagine.
Like every celebrity publicist like sent an email being like, "Hey, stay off the internet. Whatever you do,
they were
don't
like,
post a damn yeah. thing. Get off live."
They were like, "Don't go live, but do start a podcast."
Yeah. Start a podcast that you will not be able to keep up with in a year and a half.
Whoop! Release every 7 weeks. Where can the people find you on the internet?
Well, Meatball and I co-host a podcast called Sloppy Seconds, which comes out every Tuesday and Friday on the Forever Dog and Mom Network.
Yes.
And that is super fun. On Fridays, we interview amazing, fun, funny people. We like to say queer celebrities, but mostly it's just our friends and then some famous people sprinkled in. And on Tuesdays, we just chit-chat. And we often listen to voicemails from our listeners describing really awful, embarrassing fuck experiences.
Yes.
It's so much fun. I love listening to it. It makes me laugh. I got to guest on it like last year, I guess, and it had so much fun. Also, the Monet Exchange episode this past week was so
fun. My God, isn't it so good?
It's so good.
Do you also love that Monet does this all the
she
time?
Lies.
She has her podcast. She has a podcast with
she's
Bob.
A liar.
And I feel like they both talk at such a quick pace that they don't correct themselves when they misspeak. And Monet was telling a sex story about fisting someone, and she said, and I pulled my hand out, and my pinky was gone. And we both
were like, wait, you lost your
we're both,
pinky?
Your inside? Nail? Like she didn't even stutter stuff. She wasn't like, I think she said my pinky finger, what she thought she was saying was my pinky finger nail was gone, but she said and my pinky finger was gone. Pause, stop, like didn't say anything. Meatball and I were both like,
your finger nail.
And she was like, ah, yes. And I realized she does that on her podcast all the time, and you as a listener just have to like know what she's actually
what
saying,
she meant.
Which is very very funny to me.
You can also follow us on Instagram. Mine is Spiciest Meatball and Dipper's is Big Dipper Jelly.
Yes, Meatball is a better follow on Instagram, but I will occasionally bless you with
pictures of you brushing your teeth. What joy.
A shirtless photo of my hairy tetas.
The thirst traps, baby.
He knows what the people want.
Yeah.
I do be thirst trapping.
Give us what
you know
we want.
You know how I'm supposed to thirst trapping and paid money? Did you know about that?
You got paid
you
money
do
for
a sponsor?
Oh, uh-huh. For Mister. Well, we're not going to.
Hell yeah. You better get that coin.
They offered me 2. You're not special.
You just do it. It was so easy. They paid the coins.
What do I have to do? DM them? Please give me some money. The number of people who are DMing me Pride Instagram accounts that are like, we think you'd be amazing as a whatever. Collaborate with our company. And I'm like, okay, what do I have to do? And then they're like, fill out this form. And then I do. And then they always respond. Unfortunately, all the slots are filled with people with more followers.
Yeah, but now you're on their stupid list. And you're going to get emails for forever. Okay.
I'm getting
bamboozled.
Here's
the last thing I'm going to say about Pride shit, because Pride's almost over and I'm excited for that. How are so many companies so daft? They know what happens every year. They have their computers set to like change their logo to a rainbow thing on June 1st, but they wait until June 15th to ask you to host their Pride gig. And I'm like, we're in the middle
of
the month.
Which is in 2 days.
Why are you asking me 2 days beforehand? Oh, because you guys weren't planning on doing this? Oh, now you want me to do this digitally? Oh, you want me to drop my whole entire life? Fuck you. Okay, I'm ready for Pride to be over. And just to be doing working for gay people. I like working for gays. But if you're
working
a straight person out there,
gays.
I'm so fun to be around.
Pay me, please. Give me money, please.
Pay me.
Money, please. And you can follow me at TMurray06 on all platforms. And Michael Henry and I are doing our stand-up show together in New York City, July 12th. My first time back on stage, like Meatball was saying, and at Union Hall, and it's going to be super fun, July 12th.
Oh my God, I love Union Hall.
I know, it's going to be such a blast. You guys, thank you so much for doing
this.
Thank
you.
And I'm so glad that you came on. All right, bye, listener.
He used to want the bed, but now-